The Northwest Alabama Regional Airport Board is asking one of its airlines to stop serving the airport. The request comes after several complaints of unsatisfactory performance by Seaport Airlines at the Muscle Shoals Airport. Local media reports the airport board unanimously voted earlier this week to request that the airline voluntarily remove its service. The Oregon-based airline began offering 4 daily flights from Muscle Shoals to Nashville back in January, but it reduced its flight schedule to only 1 daily flight earlier this summer. Seaport has been plagued by delays and canceled flights recently. Much of that is due to a nationwide pilot shortage that's also affecting other regional airlines. There will be a free legal clinic for low-income residents of Tuscaloosa County this afternoon. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold has more.
The clinic is being put on by the Alabama State Bar Volunteer Lawyers Program. Working in cooperation with the Tuscaloosa County Bar Association, the University of Alabama Law School, and Legal Services Alabama, the clinic is open to the more than 40,000 low-income residents of Tuscaloosa County coping with civil legal challenges. The clinic lawyers are experienced in various areas of the law and will be available to answer questions in the areas of divorce, custody and visitation, landlord and tenant issues, wills and estates, debts, bankruptcy, foreclosure, and domestic violence. Today's clinic will be held from 3 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Tuscaloosa County Public Library's main branch. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is back in full swing this month. The disease, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a progressive, fatal neuromuscular disease. The affliction attacks and eventually kills the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. Last year, the Ice Bucket Challenge raised more than $115 million for research and care. Huntsville native Rick Isaacs was diagnosed with ALS in November of 2013. He says the Ice Bucket Challenge is making a difference in the efforts to eradicate the disease.
Because of the Ice Bucket Challenge, most people at least understand what it is and that it's a debilitating terminal disease that has no treatment and has no cure.
Officials with the ALS Association's Alabama chapter say it costs more than $200,000 a year to take care of someone with ALS. To donate, you can go to als.alabama.org. And a memorial event for the late civil rights leader Julian Bond will be held Saturday afternoon at the Civil Rights Memorial at the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. Now your forecast.
Scattered showers and storms remain possible today. Temperatures topping out in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, not going to rain the entire day, but there will be some passing downpours locally. Tonight, lows back in the 70s for Friday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 80s. The better chance for rain will happen over the southern half of the state Friday and over the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.